USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
9 of the 17 people killed in Thursday night's duck boat accident in Missouri were members of the same family. 2 family members survived. Witness Braden Malasky says no one was worried about the weather when they boarded the boats. He was in the nearby showboat Branson Bell when the storm struck.
We noticed when we first got on the bell that the water was clear and it would have been just a normal tour for the ducks to make their circle out in the water and go out.
Table Rock Lake is a popular tourist spot in Missouri's Ozarks. A duck boat has wheels and can also drive on land. It was filled with more than 30 sightseers. Fewer than half survived. Even as cleanup continues in Iowa, Mother Nature still isn't through. After yesterday's outbreak of tornadoes in Iowa, another suspected twister has ripped roofs off homes in Indiana. Severe storms and excessive rain possible from Alabama to Michigan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi folks, let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and of course the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is fully in support of a second meeting between Presidents Trump and Putin in Washington.
It is incredibly valuable to the people of the United States of America that President Putin and President Trump continue to engage in dialogue to resolve the difficult issues that our countries face between each other. I think this makes enormous sense, and I'm very hopeful that that meeting will take place this fall.
Pompeo made his comments after briefing the United Nations Security Council on the status of the North Korean denuclearization effort. Joining Pompeo, U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, who says China and Russia are blocking a U.S. request for the suspension of all oil transfers to North Korea, saying they need more information on the issue.
The problem that we are encountering is that some of our friends have decided that they want to go around the rules.
Haley saying ship-to-ship transfers of oil occurred at least 89 times in the first 5 months of this year and continue. Haley and Pompeo putting pressure on China and Russia to abide by the sanctions. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their buy one, get one free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, and enter promo code USA.
A doctor riding his bicycle through Houston's Texas Medical Center was fatally shot by another man on a bicycle Friday morning. Houston Police Executive Assistant Chief Troy Finner says the search for the suspect continues.
Our homicide investigators are interviewing people. Another good thing about our medical center, as you know, there's a lot of cameras. So we're hoping that we can get some footage of this and bring this violent criminal into custody where he needs to be right away.
Cardiologist Dr. Mark Hoskneck, described as a leader in the Houston Cardiovascular Associates. He specializes in cardiovascular disease. Finner says they are speaking to witnesses. America's feelings about their southern neighbors seem to be changing, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
It seems fewer Americans think of Mexico as an ally or friend of the U.S. The new Gallup survey finding 27% of Americans polled say Mexico is an ally. 45% say they think of Mexico as a friend. 20% of those polled say they consider Mexico an enemy of the United States. The poll showing the most negative attitudes towards Mexico since the issue was first tracked by Gallup 20 years ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The New York Times reports former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen secretly recorded a conversation discussing payment between former Playboy model Karen McDougal and the president. Trump has denied having an affair with the woman. The recording was found by investigators as part of the raid on Michael Cohen's home office carried out earlier this year in New York. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.